Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sirisha Verma from Branding by Pixels, and today is Tuesday. Tuesday, I generally record a podcast on a digital marketing topic, and today's topic has two different components to it. I'll be talking about this specific topic regarding its history, what it means, and how you can sell your products on this amazing free platform of Facebook. But there is also a visual element to this podcast. Since I can't share that here, I have uploaded a YouTube video. So I would put the link regarding my YouTube video here in the description of this podcast. If you want to explore more regarding this topic, you could go ahead and check that specific video, which will have all the details regarding how you can sell your products through Facebook. So let's get into it. The topic that we are going to talk today is how to sell your products free on this amazing platform, which is Facebook. If you don't know about this specific feature using which you can sell your products on Facebook, it is called as Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace was started in 2016. This specific feature was launched in 2016. And if you look specifically at Facebook Marketplace, you can not only sell your products, but you can also sell your services. So for example, let us say you sell any educational courses, or you are a business coach that is probably providing services to their B2B vendors as well. They could upload, or you could create a catalog kind of thing on Facebook Marketplace and then list your services out there. So if we come back to the history of Facebook Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace was created as a feature in competition to something called as Craigslist, which is available in US. But the only issue with Craigslist was anybody could put up a listing of a product or a service that they plan to sell on that platform. But there was no need for you to show yourself. So it was a bit tacky, I would say, the platform, because there was no way that you could actually authenticate who is selling the product and who is buying the product. So with Facebook, that issue has been minimized. Of course, there might still be certain frauds that might happen through Facebook Marketplace. It is not 100% risk-free, but at least the risk is minimized very much, I would say, to at least 80%, because at the end of the day, the Facebook Marketplace is not a specific a special different feature, right? It is again tied back to your personal account. So only once you have created your personal account on Facebook can you go to a marketplace and start selling your product. So at any point of time, you know who the seller is because it is tied back to their personal account, and you know who the buyer is, as again, it is tied back to their personal account. So that way, that authenticity is already there. And if that is somebody who is probably in your same location, then a little bit of credibility will also be created instantaneously. Now, how big is this marketplace? As of 2021, there are over 800 million users each month who have used this platform selling household and business products. Again, as of 2021, that is 800 million active monthly users who have used this platform to sell products, both household as well as business products. So if you're a small business owner who manufactures certain products, or if you are a home chef who probably creates dishes and you want to sell those as well, you could use this amazing platform, which is Facebook Marketplace. Again, who can sell products or services on this platform? Anybody with a Facebook profile can sell products or services on this platform. Even if you are a real estate agent, you could go ahead and put up a listing on Facebook Marketplace wherein you could invite people for an open house if you are in US or in other countries, or you could also put up listings regarding rental properties as well. If you're a real estate agent, do check out my podcast on the top 20 marketing tips for real estate agents, which is actually converted into two parts, part one and part two. Now, how much money do you have to pay Facebook to sell through their platform? Again, this is one of the best and the unique features of Facebook Marketplace. If you're selling products locally, that is in your city, in your state, then you don't have to pay anything to Facebook Marketplace. This is a free listing platform that way. You have to pay zero commissions. When you compare that with other platforms like Amazon or Etsy or something else out there, then you definitely, there is definitely an advantage for you to list your products here on Facebook and use this platform to promote your products because you have to pay zero commissions here. Now, there are certain things that you need to think about before you could start listing your products. Again, as I told you, there is a visual element to it, which I have uploaded in my YouTube video that you can go ahead and check out as well. Now, what are the things that you need to keep in mind when you create a listing in Facebook? See, at the end of the day, Facebook Marketplace is just like any other marketplace, right? So if you are a small business owner who is into manufacturing, probably you have already listed your products on Amazon. But you know, as a small business owner, that if you list your products on Amazon, they will not sell by themselves. Again, there is some algorithm there, which is called as Amazon optimization in our digital marketing terms, wherein you need to make sure that the product that you listed is also appropriately optimized so the platform's algorithm can identify your product and show it to people who are searching to buy that specific product in the platform. Similarly, on Facebook also, you need to make sure in the Facebook Marketplace, whenever you're creating a listing, that Facebook's algorithm actually picks up your products and shows it at the top of the search list whenever people are searching to buy a product or service that you have to offer. There are certain things that you need to keep in mind. Number one, of course, is the title. So, title could be the name of the product or the name of the service that you are selling. Title could also include specific USPs or advantages of the product that you are selling. The second one is, of course, description. So, description can also, in the description column, you could also actually list down the different advantages of using this product or how to use the product. And whenever you are adding a description, make sure that you use the entire space that is out there in the description column because there is a character limit generally. So you use all the characters and you could also include keywords into it. The third is definitely the category. Whenever you are listing a product or service, make sure that you choose the right category under which that product or service falls into. Because at the end of the day, Facebook will bundle up all the different products or services depending upon the categories that they are listed underneath. So if you don't specifically select that category to which your product or service belongs to, then you are at a disadvantage at the end of the day. The fourth one is, of course, tags, right? Tags are nothing but keywords, and you could use the product name or the service name as a tag. You could use the location also as a tag. And if you want more information or you want to know more about what sort of tags people are searching this specific product or service with, you could just go ahead to Google and start typing that product name in the Google search bar, and Google will throw up suggestions for you. You could use all of those as tags in your listing. Again, one of the other things that is specifically done in Facebook Marketplaces, Facebook Marketplace generally by itself selects a location. It depends on from where you are logging in, because Facebook can exactly track from which location you are logging into Facebook's platform. It will directly show you that location. Depending on that location, it will show all the other users that are out there who are searching for that specific product or service in that specific location to whom you can sell. Like I said, there is a visual element to this regarding how you can create a listing, what are the different aspects that you need to look at, that you can also go to my YouTube channel and look at that specific video. The other thing is, there are two ways to promote your products on Facebook Marketplace. One is this organic listing that we have already talked about, wherein you optimize it to make sure that your product or service ranks in the first page, using, of course, title, description, tags, category, etc. And the second is inorganic. Inorganic in the sense, just like you run a Facebook advertisement for any of your normal posts on your Facebook business profile, you could go ahead and also run boost listings as well, which are again the inorganic way to promote your listings. I hope this has been an interesting podcast. This is Sirisha Verma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. Please do go ahead and check out my video for the visual element. I generally record podcasts thrice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, I record a podcast on digital marketing or marketing topic. Last week, I completed part 2 series of the top 20 marketing tips for real estate company. And Thursday, I generally record a business case study video. Last week, I was talking about this concept of the great resignation or the biggest mistake. So this week, again on Thursday, I will be coming back with another business case study. On Saturday, I generally record a book review. We have been reading this amazing book, The Greatest Salesman by O.G. Mandino. We have completed until Scroll 5. This Saturday, we will be reading Scroll 6. If you like my content, please do subscribe to my podcast. If you think my content will be helpful to people in your network or your friends, please do share it with them. This is Sirisha Verma, signing off. Please do take care. Bye-bye.